In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. According to the law of Moses, every firstborn male who was also the firstborn child, the one who emptied the womb, or opened the womb, rather, was consecrated to the Lord, belonged to God. Now, lest you say that was, oh, that's a wretched sexist thing, realize that what that meant for an animal. For an animal, it meant that that animal had to be sacrificed to God. Doesn't matter how good it was, that animal had to be sacrificed. Now, that also applied to human beings, but guess what? You don't sacrifice human beings, do you? Well, you shouldn't. So, an animal would be offered in the place of that child as a thanksgiving offering for that child being born, and yet that child still belonged to God. And so this is what Mary and Joseph were doing when they came to present Jesus in the temple. They were fulfilling the prescription of the law for a firstborn child who was also male. Now, there was a provision in the law that differentiated between the rich and the poor. The rich had to offer a steer, a cow. But for those who couldn't afford it, two birds could be offered instead. And that was what was offered for Jesus. And that's how we know that his family was not rich. Far from it, they were poor. And so these were offered. And so our Lord, who had been given to Mary and Joseph, is given back to God. You know, the very interesting thing, if we think about, you know, the firstborn child being offered to God, think about Isaac, the sacrifice of Isaac. You know, God stayed the hand of Abraham, did not require Isaac to be sacrificed. And yet God gives us his own son and does not stay his hand. He gives us his own son to be sacrificed for our sins. Our Lord is also God in the flesh. He is the light which came into the world that the darkness cannot overcome. And the light on that day came into the temple in Jerusalem, fulfilling the words that God gave to the prophet Malachi, when the Lord would suddenly come to his temple. But who can stand when he appears? And he will stand purifying and refining the sons of Levi. And so when Simeon recognizes this child and is grateful and joyous that the promise that God made to him would be fulfilled before he died, this is what he is thanking God for, that the Messiah has come to his temple, that the salvation of not only Israel, but of all peoples have begun. And so this is what we celebrate on the Feast of the Presentation. Now, the Feast of the Presentation, it's also called Candlemas. And in centuries past, when, you know, candles were made locally by beekeepers, you know, the beekeeper would raise bees and they would produce beeswax, and then the beeswax would be given to a chandler who would make the candles. And all the candles for the church for the upcoming year would be blessed upon this day. Now, we don't get our candles from chandlers anymore. We get them from religious good supplies. And yet the symbolism is still good. Why do we have candles in church? We have candles to symbolize the light of the gospel, the light of Christ, which has come into the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.